Min hamitza karasika, anani ba merchavka. From the straits, from a narrow place, did I call upon Hashem? And Hashem answered me with expansiveness. Such an incredible, incredible pasuk. Mitza, confines or limits. Merchav is always a wide open space. So Radak explains, when Shaul HaMelech pursued me, says David HaMelech, I was confined to narrow caves. Now that I'm a king, the world's my oyster. I've got the ability to openly display my royal majesty. And this is very much a motif in David HaMelech's life. David HaMelech was never discouraged by the burdens and pressures of life. He understood that every frustrating situation, every time we feel weak, every time we feel pursued, it's actually Hashem giving us an opportunity to overcome adversity, giving us the chance to fulfill ourselves, to become bigger, greater people by using our talents, by developing ourselves. So every distress that threatens to limit or diminish us as individuals, they actually can serve to broaden our scope and enlarge our soul. This is huge. Min hamitzar. There are times where life feels overwhelming, where it feels like it's very narrow and everything's caving in on us and there's no way out. And everything is so stressful and everything is so pressurizing. Mitzah. Chassidish HaSfarim are full of the fact that Mitzrayim and Mitzarim are the same letters. Mitzrayim. An environment where we're told we're worthless. Mitzrayim. An environment where we're told we can't. Mitzrayim, a kor habarazel, an iron furnace, where there's tremendous pressure upon us, to the point where there's almost nothing left of us. We're beaten, we're tortured, we're abused. Yet, that horrific environment of Mitzrayim Mitzarim succeeded in creating the most resilient nation on earth. A nation that refuses to give up. A nation that refuses to compromise on its dream of Merchavim, of a wide expanse, of a perfected world, of a world that is the opposite of Mitzrayim Mitzarim. What's the secret ingredient? Karasika. From that narrow space where I thought there was no way out, I called out to Hashem. I realized He was there with us the whole way along. That turning point in the Pesach story where it's Vanitzak El Hashem, that primal scream, where we don't even have words because we've been so horrifically abused. Everything turns around. Hashem hears that groan, that scream. And ultimately the Bnei Yisrael are able to walk forward, to march forward in unison to a brighter, broader future. That's true for us as well. If we can internalize this lesson of Min Hamitza Karasika, when things are so terrible, things are so harsh, things are so pressurizing, to be able to call out to Hashem from that place, everything can turn around and Hashem will be there for us. When things are lighter, brighter, and indeed more expansive.